Many years ago, there lived a great and noble king. He was wise, strong, fair, and all his subjects were happy to be thus. He was King Leopold, protector of Navarru, leader of her army, greatest king who ever sat upon the throne. His court was peaceful, full always of noblemen, peasants, and the like, all asking for guidance, which the king was more than willing to give.
Therefore, you should cut the child in half. Let each parent have an equitable share.
Oh, but of course, that is enough meat to last us 2 weeks each.
Why, yes, and by then, surely, you will have borne another.
Oh, thank you, your majesty, thank you.
Liege, may I present you Sir Henry Dybel?
Your Majesty, I enter your court as your humble servant and ask you not a supplication. Upon my knees, lowly before your grace, a simple request of thee.
Oh, my dear Sir Henry, ask and it shall be done.
Your Majesty surely remembers the wedding he attended not 1 year ago between myself and the Dame Marie de Duc. Widow and heiress to the Comte de Duc.
Oh, why, yes. A splendid affair.
And indeed, your majesty, and only because of your presence. But, your grace, things are not as they should be. My betrothed, now Marie de Duc d'Ibel, is a cold woman, barren, flinching, unwelcome to my charms or advances or commands. And I wish a divorce, but the priest Monckton will not allow it. My intentions are impure, he says. But isn't there something that your grace, who moves men and mountains with his command, could circumvent this priest?
A tricky proposition, Sir Henry. For while I am the supreme Navarro, I must respect the ebbs and flows of the divine. More importantly, I must interpolate the interpretations of those mediaries of truth and divinity. Thus I cannot by writ grant thee a divorce. But we must not think in boxes, Sir Henry. Surely there is enough of Marie de Duc d'Ibel for you and for the church. Let the dame be cut in half. Let her be shared between God and Sir Henry. I shall have Wurzel prepare a writ for her division.
Oh, thou art a master of this land and of all logic. Thank you, sweet prince. Thank you.
Oh, but of course, Henry, relax.
Yes, he was loved by one and all, exalted from the highest hills all round the kingdom. One day, the mystic Sipu arrived in court with a mysterious stranger.
My liege, I present to you Sipu the Mystic, accompanied by a mysterious stranger.
Sipu, how delightfully enchanting to see you again.
My complete gratitude, your majesty.
This fellow you bring before me is strange and unknown to me, and most mysterious. I pray thee, who is this man?
He is a hermit, your grace. Ask him for truth, and he shall provide it.
Well, how arresting. Mysterious stranger, what is the highest meaning of reality?
Clear and void, no holiness.
Well, how strange. Stranger, who are you that stands before me?
I don't know.
Who is it that stands before you?
I don't know.
What opaque responses. Surely you are a most interesting man. A man that should be studied for truth, much like a book. So I declare that this man shall be cut in half, so that I might read his soul more easily.
Your grace, may I please beg you to not have this man cut in half. Does your grace know who was standing before you?
Well, I don't know.
That was St. Avil, transmitting truth directly from the stars, my liege.
Oh, my! Well, bid him return.
Well, I'm afraid it is too late, your majesty. Do not send for him. Even if all the people of this land went to fetch him, he would not return.
Oh dear. Truly, I am not so wise as I think I am. Praetoris, prepare my half-horse. Let us ride to the mountain Tabishro, where we will find the great mystic Haversnatch.
And so the great king rides on. But for the time being, we may not ride with him. But take heart that we will soon learn more of the great adventures of King Leopold, Protector Supreme of